Uh-oh. Resume recording. What?
This meeting is being recorded.
Gets me nervous. Okay. You got to say Glatis for us. Yomim ha'elu niskorim v'nasim. Nechtovim. Ravoisai. Shema mino class. Shema mino the Rabbi Kiva less late mitoich. Zok the halig of Tosfos on the Amud Beis. All I'm trying to do is just learn Tosfos. Zok a two-liner of a Tosfos. The Amrina mitoich shari. Afal gav the bein and tzarech hayom tzas. Achamashim evar habit tzarech. Zok the halig of Tosfos. We are inferring that Rabbi Akiva from the fact that the definition of Yom Rishon could not be yontif, because then you would have violated a halacha. Clearly, Rabbi Akiva doesn't subscribe to this overarching principle of mitzvah. Says Taisus, why is that so clear? How are you so sure about that? Maybe there are certain limitations to the klal of mitzvah that wouldn't even allow this to be an example of mitoch in the first place. This is Tosis Lashitoso into his comments on Beitza and Afyid Beizim and Aleph, where he attacks Shitas Rashi. That Rashi writes in the Gemara in Beitza that suggested that you should even Minatoira be allowed to be Metaltal Avonim and Yomtiv, and it's only a Kleina Isidur Avonon, but Minatoira mitoch would have been allowing carrying Shaloi Letzarech Klal. And Tosfos says that that's absolutely not true, and I'll prove it to you from Gemara's. Gemara's M'sachim Adach Mem Vobim Lebeis, that without the concept of Hoyol, Rabba would have said that you should get Malkus, and Rav Chista actually does say that you get Malkus if you bake from Yomtif Lechol. And I added on the kashas of the Rishonim that say that you're not allowed to cook for a Goy or for a Behema on Yomtif. Why isn't this and no different than Shaloi Letzarech Klal? So that was the rationale that Tosfos disproves Shitas Rashi and says, Elamai, your assumption is incorrect, and you need a Tzarech Hayom. So that is what Tosfos in Sochem, on the Chayim Abiz, in two words, is alluding to, a bombshell, a Gevaldik of Nachloikas, Rashi and Tosfos, a Yisoid and Helchos Yantiv, just two words of the Tosfos in Sochem, on the Chayim Abiz, that the entire Tosfos is only two lines in the first place. And we addressed Rashi Shita. We addressed how you spin that with Rashi in the last sugyas of Achshavei, if Rashi doesn't ever have a malacha. So that was the mahalach that I presented yesterday, but I very much enjoyed the mahalach that I wrote in the group yesterday from Yosef and Avi, that you didn't even need to say as much as I'm saying. You could have just said a different pshat, that anytime you're accomplishing something, some amela, that itself would create the shame malacha. It's al derech what I'm saying, but it kind of like the negative kavana of what we said to explain the other kashrut. Sure. That was up until then. So yesterday, at the end of yesterday's shir, we opened up a new sugya. And the sugya goes as follows. It's a sugya in Psachim Adaf Vav Amid Al. Gemara says, Amar Rav, Amoitzei Chometz Bebeisel Biyontif, Koife Alom Esakli. Very important halacha. It's Kepaskin and Shulchan Aruch. Right? If you find, happens all the time, listen. Hotels, not hotels. Happens all the time, right? I found a Snicker bar when I did my business conference when I came to the hotel during Pesach. I found one of the bags from Vikas Chometz we found 2 weeks after Pesach in my house. You gotta, keep track. But you also, like, certain times, you find chametz around. So you're quite full of a sakli. Now, Rabbi said, there's a lot to talk about this, l'halakha l'maisa. This Gemara is not assuming the Chiyus Chametz. The Chiyus Chametz is not in the Gemara. The Chiyus Chametz was a takana that was said in the Gaonim, it's in Shulchan Aruch, but the Rishonim discussed it, but it wasn't in the Dina of the Gemara. So they didn't necessarily sell all their chametz back in the day. They dealt with it. They got rid of it. So the Shaila is, how you deal with this Gemara? Let's say you find chametz on Chol HaMoed, right? So what's the Gemara saying here? Koifel Levazakli when? On Yom Tov. Because in Chol HaMoed, what would you do? Burn it. Now, is that to Pashup Bizman Hazeh? Why is it not to Pashup Bizman Hazeh? Shaila, Kimani, what?
On the second day of Shagalia.
No. Chol HaMoed. Second day of Shagalia, we keep exactly like the first day. Chol HaMoed, what would you say, tell me to do? What does the Shulchan Aruch say to do?
Burn it.
What's the problem, they say? You don't own it. Who just said that? China. You don't own it. This is Gezalakim. I spoke about this?
No, we already said like 3 minutes ago.
I did? Oh, okay. So, good. You're paying attention. So,
why can't you burn it?
I'm not paying attention. What?
But it's
not yours.
It's Gezalakim.
What?
It's Gezalakim.
Oh, you're saying when, if you sold it, right?
We Paskin, you can't steal from Zion. That's,
I wasn't thinking
it's news to a lot of people.
I wasn't thinking he sold it.
Oh. That does not mean that you can steal from God. Absolutely not. That's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant that the din of Nezikin might be different by that, but you cannot steal from God.
Wait, aren't there so many factors that will allow you in this case? Like, God doesn't care.
You have a
in front of you.
So this is Kemdumani. This is a debate between Rav Sternbach, Zolzayn Gesunden Stark, and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Chatzadik of Kaddish Lebrach. What should you do now? Do you have to deal with Gezalakim, or can you say a svara like what Yosef is saying, that there's an umdur de muchach that the guy doesn't care about, so mele dini de shulchan aruch still applies? Really important halacha l'maisa shayla, you know, like whether or not the dini shulchan aruch still applies post mechiras chametz era.
You're going to buy it back even though it's less now?
What?
If you burnt it and you're buying, you're getting it back after yontif, you're buying your chametz back, right?
Yeah.
And you're buying back less.
But right now, price. What's my heter to do that? I'm not allowed to damage guys.
I think
I'm
maybe you shouldn't be allowed to because.
So now I got a prop. So now, so what do I do with it?
Why wouldn't you want to rent it?
I can't have chametz. I shouldn't have chametz around. The chametz was.
Why can't you stipulate?
Even the chametz of the guy, right? We hold that you have to. The Gemara, we're going to learn. The Gemara says you have to make a machitza, you have to, can't keep it around, you can't keep it in front of you.
Why can't you write in a shtar that, like, if I find...
Right, so we do write that in a shtar. My shtar is, it says, any chametz that I know about, and also any chametz that I don't know about should be included in the shtar. So one could really argue it, so what's the big deal? So pick it up, full of money, and just put it in the closet, and it's his. You know, and you won't have it around, and you just lock it up, right? So Mimela, it's really a question whether that is din. The way we set up the mechiras, and now that we have a mechiras, and the mechiras are so encompassing, there might not be a necessity, and not only that, it might be usur for you to actually do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's a little confusing. You know, like, Shulchan Aruch, you open up Mishnah Berurah, this is what it says to do, you know, and then, yeah. I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, everybody, check me out on this. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah says, because Mishnah Berurah already talks about mechiras chametz. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah says by koyfel ozav akli. Someone check this up. Does he say that la'achar that regarding the din of the Chol HaMoed Tzair, where it should be? It should be there. Simtaf Mem Vav Sif Aleph. Mishnah Berurah there comment that this doesn't apply post the Mechiras Chametz era. Yeah. Yeah. Even on Chol HaMoed, you're saying? Or the Gemara?
Why would the Gemara not apply anymore?
No. The Yontif Gemara still applies. No, that's for sure. You have to cover it up. I'm saying that's just for Yontif. I went on a tangent that thought Moshe was here, but so I just said whether or not you're mechuyif to burn it, and Chol HaMoed is even a question. But Avada, you're right. The first din would have for sure applied. You gotta block it away, and you gotta be concerned that someone might come and eat it, even on Yom, for sure. Okay. Yeah. The Gemara has a machlokes about it. Gezalakim mutter or aser, and we paskin that Gezalakim is aser. And we paskin the rest. The Rambam says the rest. Okay. Why pay for love as a kli? Why? Why do you pay for love as a kli? Just burn it. Burn the chametz. Zot Rashi. No, I'll tell you why you don't burn it. The halay chazal of teltumim, because you can't pick it up because it's mukta. That puke. Umiyu bebal yeralo over. So batle believe in the asshole. Now I'm going to come on. Haboy diktar shiyavat the believer. Where is that Gemara by say? Gemara we've been referencing since the first day of Shir. Vav mabes. Ela mishum shalei yishkaf v'yoychlenu tzarach v'yaskli. But because that maybe he's going to forget it, he's going to be eat it even when there's no balyara. So you see that he needs a kli. By the way, just Rabbi say from that Rashi, what do you see? You see something fascinating in that Rashi. What? No. Before that, good Moshe. But what do you see? Something else. What do you see, Julian? That Rashi clearly also subscribes to Tosos Chash of Shema Yoichel. Because otherwise, why is Rashi concerned over here? Why should you have to call by some... What? Whoa. Good. Excellent.
Didn't we already establish that?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just bringing a ride to that. Nothing fancy over here. But that's the horror of what you see over here. Another raya, like what Jeremy's saying, to add to the Nekudus that we said that Rashi is not mutually exclusive. Rashi also holds there is a din of Shami Yochlen. Good.
Maybe now that's a Gemara also.
Who?
That's a Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara up, no?
Is that Boydik Tzarek Shiyibata?
No. With the big loaf, because you have to...
Gemara Daf Yud?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Kasha. That was... But we had other Terutzim from that Gemara, right? Jeremy, we said on that Gemara that you could say Rashi was only in the Mishnah talking about Chomet Sheni Yadua. That's the place of Rabbeinu Peretz, right? We didn't have a bomb rye for that, but one could say just from this is that Rashi held up also this pshat, right? It wasn't clear to Yeshua and the place of Rabbeinu Peretz. We learned how Rashi learned that Gemara. Are you raising your hand? Oh, no. Okay. For Rabbi Isai, what Moshe pointed out is 100% correct. Sounds like from Rashi, the implication of Rashi is that if I would not have been Mivatel, what would you have said? Not Kofi as all this. Yeah. You would have said burn it. Why? L'chayra, exactly like we're holding in Taisis on the Hamid base, that there's a Tzarech Hayom over here. Mitoich. There's a Tzarech Hayom over here that you could burn it. Good.
Isn't that a bit of a stretch, Rabbi?
Ba'yir Rabbi Yimotze. What's a little bit of a stretch?
I'm saying that we're saying that was Masra from Rashi because Rashi didn't say that's the underlying reason. He just said that just you're not over. But he didn't say like that if you weren't Mevatel, then.
So I asked you, why did Rashi say that?
He's just telling you, but maybe Rashi would argue that still you shouldn't burn it even if you're over by Rabbi Yimotze.
Is that a little bit of a stretch, Avi?
I mean,
if Rashi said the Gemara is specifically where you're Mavato, where you're Mavato, so then who's stretching Rashi? Me or you? That's what Rashi. That's what Rashi said. You're right. I don't have it black on white that's Rashi's rationale, but I think it's a very sensible rationale, and that now explains to me why Rashi has to set up a specific Kimta and not just say Kofa Zakui Vinishvi, whatever the situation is. Whatever the matzav, whether it's bittel, post-bittel, pre-bittel, doesn't matter. Just kofa of zakiyah. That's what Gemara said. Rashi felt compelled to limit this Gemara. But Rabbi said, L'chayra, you have to say like Rashi, for who? Did anyone chap this, Rabbi say? You learn a Taisus in Pesachim Daf Hei Amud Beis. What does Taisus in Pesachim Daf Hei Amud Beis tell me? Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a Mitoich. How do you know Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a Mitoich? Because if what? If you would have held a Mitoich, you're A-OK, easy pass. Light the fire, bring out the kerosene, let's flame things up. Right? What do you mean there's a Gemara in 70 lines that says not so? I don't chat that there's a steering Gemara's here. It's Meraps and Igri. Rip the Gemara's up. What in the world is going on here? Tyson's pulled a fast one on us. You can't say mitoich legabe da avoro. The Gemara says, kaifa lovas akli. What's Tyson's going to say to that? Everyone with me? Everyone chat my kasha? Who's not with me? Tosfos says, Rabbi Akiva, let's let me toich. Why? Because if you would have held me toich, then what's the problem? What's the problem? Just burn the chametz. Yeah, you're going to kvetch to me. There's no tzarech hayom. My father's a tzarech hayom. The guy's going to be over by your matzah. Right? According to some sheet of the Rishayim, it might even be Malkis. You did it all day on Maisa. Ooh, the Ramba. This is real stuff. This is a real big deal. So it must be that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold me toich. Right? Sorry. Is that right? Give me a Gemara that's mashma now like that. David. This Gemara tells you that you don't burn it. You just take your Tupperware from TJ Maxx or Target, wherever. Well, TJ Maxx is clothing, no? Target. And you kofa lovasakli. And you flip over the can. That's it. Problematic, Rabbi said. This is not like, oh, we're going to bring in Shas and all these different sorts. You can't read these two Gemaras, Rabbi said. I want to walk into Night Center and ask the Chevra how they learned these Gemaras. Well, they're not learning the first part. What's Pshat?
Wasn't
Tosfos
explaining that Rabbi Akiva could hold this stuff?
Exactly.
No.
He wasn't saying Rabbi Akiva hold me though. He's saying, if you would have held me tight, it would have been fine. Which means if you subscribe to me toich, you're fine. So what? The Gemara here is not holding me toich. That's the Ukimta.
You just say without
why
the.
Why is
the halakha that if Tashbizu could have been?
Well, so what?
No,
he's no issue.
What about Yontif? Yontif, man.
If the hefter for Tashbizu is on Yontif itself, so clearly the chametz is going to be usher.
Chametz is usher.
Right. I understand. If you have to do the Tashbizu, so the Torah would obviously give you some time to destroy it, that chametz would be usher at that moment. Now it's saying
and Rabbi Akiva is saying not. Rabbi Akiva is saying it's also. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. He says it can't be that it's on Yom Tov because then it's also.
Moses could still say that mitam mitoche would be mutter, but mitam mukse would be also. Meaning, had Rabbi Akiva held mitoch?
But then our conclusions are wrong. So then Rabbi Shmamino is wrong.
No,
you don't have a raya.
Why? Mitoch would still work.
No! Whatever it is, Rabbi Akiva had another reason why he's asserting it. Mashra from the Gemara from Rava that it would have been fine. Rabbi Akiva happens not holding Mitoch. Okay, a favor from the Shita, he holds like Bishama. So Rabbi Isai is a very simple teret. Very simple teret. All you have to do is Abi, you got to stretch a Rashi. Or according to me, I don't think you're even stretching. And you have to say this for Tysus. You have to say this for Tysus, Rabbi Isai. Tysus has an easy out from the Gemara Pesach and Nabav. What's the easy out? There ain't no Bayera over there. You know why? This is post-Bittel. Schmack. Smooth sailing, I'm coasting, cruise control. Great. Excellent. We're in a Tesla, auto drive. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, Yosef.
Wait, didn't we say that Tosfos holds that you're kofa the kli, and you're not going to be violating Bayera because you can wait until after Yom Tov?
Good. I don't think Tysus.
So there's no tzorech at the end of the day.
I don't think Tysus said that, but we'll get to you. You're bringing up the Shagasari. You're bringing up the Shagasari.
No, that according to
Tysus happens to hold like that, but I don't think he brought a riot from this Gemara. I'm not sure which Tysus you're referring to. You're talking about Tysus Chav Tesla and Beis Masham and Aslavara.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't bring. I don't think he brought a riot from this Gemara.
No, it's not a riot.
Yeah,
you can answer the question.
You're asking it. You're right. But Adarabba, that's going to be a big problem. We're going to get back to it. Yosef, hold that for like 27 minutes. All right, maybe 28. We'll see. Okay, we'll get back to that. Okay, when I talk about the Shagasari and the Magna Avraham, we're going to get back to that. So this is where we're holding right now, Rabbi said. L'chayra, the easy out for our Tosis, over something has to be said, and this issue has to be raised. Because you cannot read these Gemaras with a straight face. There's a stira from one to the next. Right? Problem is, what? Subas. Problem is, Tosis doesn't always, is not always consistent like this. Tosis and Subas says what? That the case of what? Of the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav is even when there's no bit. Really? Really? So what's Pshat Taka? Tosis says, and it's not that you don't have a Tzarech Hayyot. Right? I'm sorry, Tosis says two things. Tosis says, first of all, it's even where there's no Bittel, against the Rashi over here. And then he says, and even post-Bittel, don't tell me that there still wouldn't be Mitoch. Why? Zok the Heilige Tosis. He says, because there's still a Mitzvah Derabbanan to get rid of your Chametz. We don't rely on Bittel alone. Right? Maybe you'll be closer from your Bittel, right? Like the Ran in the beginning of this of the Perek, right? You're gonna want to have it, right? And you'll come back. So therefore, what do we want? We also want you to burn it and destroy it, right? That you should mevar it. So Rabbanan, there's a chiyuv to mevar the Chametz. So Tosis says, so there's mevar. Why? The boy said, don't forget these places. If you don't remember anything else from this year, don't forget these places. I don't have a list of how many times I said if you don't forget this. Don't forget these places. Tosis and Subas Dav Zayin holds that a Tzorech Midrabbonon is also Matir Malach and Mitami Tosis. Tosis Shul Hutcher L'Tzorech Ocho Nefesh Hutcher Nami Shul L'Tzorech Ocho Nefesh Aber Shita Satoisis and Beit Zadav Yubeis and Tzubas Dav Zayin is that it can't be Shul L'Tzorech Klal against Rashi and it still has to have a Tzorech Hayom. So what do you hold about a Tzorech of a Durabonon? Tosis says a Tzorech Durabonon is Nami Tzorech. I'll give you an example of a Tzorech. I shuck my lulav. I'm living in a place where there's no Eruv. And you know what? It's an Issur D'Oraisa to carry on Shabbos in this area. So now I want to know, can I carry on Yontif or not? Why would you carry it on Yontif?
Is it the first day?
Because my child needs to shake a lulav. So what do you have to do? I have to be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch. There's no chiyuv d'oraisa, but he's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Or my wife, who's potter from the mitzvah of shaking lulav, wants to shake the lulav. Can I rely on mitoich to bring home my lulav and to carry in the restaurant? So if I'd ask the guy who's running the Pesach program, he'd tell me what? Rashi. Rashi Beit Zadav Yubeis. What's the problem? Go home. It's great. Carry your lulav home. Great. Well, tell the guy to take down the air for absolutely no reason. I gain absolutely nothing. So there's not a little string that you can't even see. It's not hanging that command to save people from potentially a malach point to Rav Shaina. What do you gain? Game. Oh, because it's assumed there's no carrying on yantif. So mill, that's the protocol. So I'm shyless. Serious shyless in this now. Things are in the pockets. So well, it's our plow carry. Bir alocha mechaber. He passed him like the mechab. Over zokter shagasari yeludidon that we passed him like Tosis in. Beit Zadav Yud Beizim and Aleph. Zok Teshagasari, you're on my side. You think I hate women yet? Zok Teshagasari! You can't bring it home! Not for Ktanim! And not for Noshim! You know why? Because who made up this principle? Kedoshah, the Torah. The Torah Kedoshah. It's got to be on the Torah Kedoshah's playing field. That's Simchas Purim. That's Yisr Milimudo. Let the man drink as much as he wants. Gevaldik. Such a chidah. He's taking on the Tosfos. He's taking on the Tosfos. You know what, Rabbi Isai? I have a kasha for you. If I hold like the Shagas Aryeh, why am I allowed to bring a machzer to Tashlich? Is it Doraiso? Where in the world did Tashlich even come from? It's like a minik.
I think you're not allowed to do Tashlich anyway.
Why not?
Didn't we speak about that recently?
We spoke about throwing the bread in the thing. That has nothing to do with Tashlich. That has to do with you're trying to. That's the social hafter thing. That has nothing to do with Tashlich. That's made up. That's what Magen Avraham says. This is not Tashlich. There is no din of throwing your sins with the challah. It's all made up. All made up. What?
It's a shoot.
It's a
shoot.
Yeah. No. We don't believe in Yiddishkeit that you just throw challah and then memela. There's a kapara. Maybe there was something like that in the Sir La'azazel, but like that adine kochimu is mamasha akrova. Like the Gemara says that there's like the Gemara in Yuma talks about the fact that the animal might be actually mutter. Like there. Chiyoso zuhish chitoso, the Gemara says. Like, there's mechanics there. It's not like we don't just believe. Like, oh, we buy a challah and boom, kapara. No, no, that'd be tshuva. Or at least tashlich's a minig. The minig is to do it on Yom Tov, appropriately. But to say tashlich, but I need a machzer. How do you bring a machzer to the river? And what if you live in Wyoming, man?
You don't do it.
Well, halach doesn't apply to you. According to Shagas Aryeh, the Buddha says, it's a ban kasha. This is what to think about when you're walking to shul. Next yontif. What does Tosfos hold? What does Shagas Aryeh hold? Tosfos soups. Tosfos beitzi dati beitzi. No, I want the guy who's walking next to you to think your mom is mashugin up. Talking to yourself. Shagas Aryeh. Yeah, Julian, you have a parrot?
No,
I'm
not. Well, kind of. Yeah. Sorry, it's assuming that Shita's post-coach. It needs to be a Surah in a total.
He's arguing on face, yeah.
Since a parish.
Yeah.
I have to bring my kid to play baseball.
Right.
I have to get Tila Bahama.
Right. Right. So, you're right. That, the Shagas Aryeh is moide. That, if you eat something and you like it, the Shagas Aryeh is just saying, why are you doing this thing right now? This halachic entry. Because that's what the Torah is mechayev. So Memela says it like that. So that has to be recognized on the level of the Torah. You're right. There's going to be a chiluk between religious and non-religious entities that the Shagas Aryeh is going to say. So now I'm asking, within the world of religion and halacha, so now, when you don't have a chiyuv d'oraisa to do that thing, so now you're up the creek, literally, no pun intended, by tashlich. You're up the creek, right? Assuming the creek is fishing and you tashlich. If you have it, you can be able to do that. Right? You hear my kasha?
Why would
the Shagas Aryeh say it like this? Right. Why would you say? That for halachic tzarachim it needs to be registered on a level there. So once the rabbis say it, so memela.
Maybe he holds the toch like Rashi.
No, he's speaking with divrei.
It's low garo in the teal, but you're saying if you misafkin the kadosh according to Pluto.
But there I get hanos haguf. There I'm getting a geshmak. I'm getting a geshmak out of that. So here. Lamaisa Julian, we're not like I wouldn't do this on my own. This is not psychologically intuitive that I'm going to go to Tashlich and I'm going to do this, or that I'm going to do these Sreifas Chametz. Like I would have just had a festive meal with my family. Like leave the challah alone. Like Elamai, the Torah says you got to get rid of your chametz. Okay, so I'll follow the Torah, but it's got to register on the words on the level of the Torah. You're right. Taisus and Ksuvis disagrees with the Shagas Aryeh, and Taisus and Ksuvis says no. Once the rabbis are instituting that, that's your chiyuv. So that becomes a tzarich hayom. That becomes a bowl game. That becomes something that you got to know. So you have a lot of things on your resume, on your list. You have a lot of things you have to take care of. I got to take care of my chiyuv of the rest. I got to take care of my chiyuv of the rabbanon. These are things that I need to do. That's a tzarech. So that's the poshup shot, and that's the way we paskin la'alocha, Rabbi said. That's the way we paskin la'alocha. Any tzarech hayom, whether it's a minig, whether it's a chiyuv de rabbanon, whether it's a mitzvah, we paskin like Tosek Subas Dav Zayin, which says it mikoyach our sugya, Rabbi said. But this is, what's geshmak, is this is the source. This is what allows you to do things, even if it's not a daraisa. It's from Tosis' conclusion to learn the Gemara that even if it was just post-bittel, and even if it was without the mitzvah min ha-Torah, you still would have mitzvah to burn the chametz. Right? But the Shagas Aryeh assumes not like that. And the Shagas Aryeh says if there's no chiyuv daraisa, so then the mitzvah daraisa have to match up. There's got to be a chiyuv daraisa with the mitzvah. And he doesn't only extend it. He even says by noshim. Nashim, who you might say, has a kiya mitzvah midaraisa. They're allowed to say the tzivanu according to Ashkenazim. They're allowed to make a bracha when they shake a lulav. Right? So they're makayim the mitzvah when they shake a lulav. Yet says the Shagasai, but there's no chiyav minatoyr. So that would be usher to do a malacha for them. There's no mitoyr minatoyr. There has to be a tzarech hayom on that level. And svara, I think what you're saying is right, and I think that's the svara of Taisa. There is a Lashon, if I remember correctly, from the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasov, that quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he says a Chiddush Niflad as follows. He says he thinks even the Shagas Aryeh might be maskin when it comes to the tefillos and the machzorim that we need. Because I have to remember his Lashon, but I think he said that even according to Shagas Aryeh, there might be a deoraisa accomplished according to the Rambam holds tefillah is deoraisa, so there might be an accomplishment in deoraisa al yidei tefillah. So that's, I think, he says. You have to look up the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasov. We have it here. Where would it be? Probably in. Yeah, I'm not going to find this right now. This is Chelik Beis. I'm not even sure it's in the Chelik Beis. Oh, this is more Kiddush Rav Dola.
But if what's it called? Not deraisa. Then it, how would it accomplish? What are you accomplishing?
The chiyuv. What?
It's saying to daven is a deraisa.
Yeah.
So therefore, if I do,
if I remember correctly, I don't remember.
But doing tashlich is not davening.
Well, it's saying tefillah is right, but just, I have to look at his lashon.
Really, how
does
this answer for
Tosos
and
Ksuvos? Oh no, I didn't get to the answer to Tosos. I just got to the attack of Tosos. So what do you say? Albert Tosos? Yeah, Judah.
Going
back, you said both of them, so that's case of yeah. Doesn't Yeah, that's what Yosef can go. Give me now 14 minutes. Yes,
okay.
Okay. See, guys, Shear's getting closer to the end. Yeah. What's more important?
Okay.
Yeah.
The Shagasari is saying that doing Chinuch is a Doraisa.
Is it Dorabana? Is Dorabana? So therefore, that's not going to be enough to do a malacha for mitoch.
And what about for the isha?
Also, there's no chiyuv daraisa for a sheik lulav. It's a mitzvah says she has a man grama. She's pater.
But it's a mitzvah darabanan.
It might be a chiyuv mitzvah, but there's no chiyuv. So if there's no chiyuv, so the shagasari says you can't do a malacha. You got to be mechuyuv. You got to have an obligation on the daraisa territory. Rabbi, so back to the Tosis. I'm going to get to you, Judah. Back to the Tosis. So Tosis Ksuba says, Elamai, so what's Pshat in the Gemara in Socham Adavav? Pray for love of Zakli. Anuch Chiddush. Tiltul Mukta. Tiltul Mukta is going to now Aser. Wild. A wild Chiddush of Tosis. Since we don't want you to violate a Dinder Abonah called Tiltul Mukta, we're now going to say, you are not allowed to burn this chametz. In what case? Bain if I was mevatel it, bain if I wasn't mevatel. Bain if my chiyuv to destroy it is the oraisa, bain if my chiyuv to destroy it is the rabbanan. Why? We need to be mechazek the inyan of muktza. People are mezalzel in the inyan of muktza. Wild! You have a chiyuv, you have an issur de rabbanan, you have an issur de oraisa. What in the world's going on here? Tosfos says, asu chizik l'dibreihem, Chazal wanted to be mechazek the din of muktza.
Which person?
Tosfos Ksuba Stam Zayin.
It's starting to kill one of them.
What?
So
still biter is the kasher of this side. Now I'm really up the creek. Yeah, I might have been the asher toises in Mizrachim the Chayim of days. But toises and Subas makes no sense of my side. I don't know how anyone finished the Makaris today. This toises is messed up. Lefiani has daiti for this split second. What's going on? How can Taisa sell us this bag of goods? Everyone with me? Taisa says, however you slice it, there's never an option for you to burn the chametz. Pre-bittel, post-bittel, I thought I had all the terutzim. I say like Rashi, and I plug in, according to Taisa's and Hayam Abiz, I'll say like Rashi, I'm suffering the Bavim and Aleph, and we're sailing, we're good, we're amazing, and then Taisa Subas Daf Zayin kills things. He's helpful in terms of all of Hilchus Yontif. For Mitoich, that place in Tzubah is helpful. But once you get into the details of actually what he's saying, you're just like, that doesn't stem with Psochem. Right? But so we're stuck. We're in a swamp. How does Tzubah say this? How does Tzubah sell this? Everyone hear the kasher? Listen, this kasher was bothering me. I didn't see anyone bring up this kasher. I didn't see anyone that connected these dots. Yachroinim. Just cheshbin out everything. I have a Gemara here, a Gemara there. I have a Rashi here, I have a Tesis there. Good. I have a Mahalach. That's what you got to do when you're in the Seder, Rabbi. And not just finish the Makaris. I have a Mahalach. Do I have smooth sailing over here? Am I smooth over here? Is there a Kriyas Yamsuf? Good. Over here, no. Tesis is still stuck in Mitzrayim. He's got nowhere to go. Yeah, he's got Chidushim with a Din Mukta. With a din of mitoich, but that's not what I want. I want to also plug him back into the Gemaras.
Oh my gosh!
Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisrael? It's so bothersome. And no one, poseach per mitzavtz. Why? I'll take the Chiddush of Mukta. I'll take the Chiddush of Mitoich. But I gotta have a pshat. Rabbi Akiva, Leslie Mitoich. It's not true. Rabbi, you're wrong. It's a different vart. Maybe Rabbi Akiva held what? Mukta. Exactly what the Gemara is about to say in 70 lines. Ninu Mahalach. By the way, Ninu Mahalach. Was up with it as well. Mami no loya muni mi toik shahutra with Sarah. Dr. Ritva. Ochanami Kevin Shi Mitzvah Shesamcha Biyontif. Shesamcha Biyontif. Shesmana Biyontif. Hoshab Le Mishrei B'mitoich. To have a Kelula of Lotzis Bova Sefer Torah Lippus. It's very simple. Umihu. Umihu, umihu, umihu. However, hashta de kaimalon de beer be your dalid, hecha de over veloy bito veloy bodo, aimless sorrowful beyond it, the cave and the higia mitzvah koide, the habitamuish, the loy bismanish, ain't a dohiyant it. What did Ritva just say? If you're not careful, you'll miss what he's saying. The Ritva just resolved all our kashas. And he said it, Mikoyach, the most amazing riot. I was sitting at my cousin's bris years ago. I really want to call him now. And he asked Akasha, I love the Kasha. He said, the Gemara tells me, right? You guys are all familiar with this Gemara. If you were at that person, you would also love the Kasha. The Gemara tells me that if a Mila Shalei Bezmana falls out on Yontif, you're not allowed to do the Mila. Really, David? Would you like to do the Mila? If it was your choice, would you like to do the Mila? Of course you'd like to do the Mila. Every second, according to the Dvar of Ram, I'm over Mila Shalei Bezmana. Right?
Not during Yontif.
Obviously. It was up to me. I was asking if it was up to you. Would you do the
I'm
Mila today?
To
it wasn't for Yontif. Would you want to do it today? Yeah, of course I would want to do it today. Right? So why didn't the Gemara explore the possibility of what? Freck my cousin Aaron Perlow at his son's bris years ago. I have to ask him which son. Tell him I quoted him in Shir. Valdiga Kasha. The Gemara doesn't say boo. Dr. Vashi, Rabbi Isai, Zok. Who else? Come on, let's see. Let's rattle off. The Kiman Shas. Who? Chizkiya, Rovo, Abaye, Ravashi. Right? Is there a Machlaikis in the Gemara? Is there a Machlaikis in the Gemara? Machlaikis between who?
There's no
Machlaikis
between
Rava
and
Abaye. Machlaikis is Balei. Taisis in Psachim on Pei Dalet holds it as no Machlaikis. The other Balei Taisis hold that there is a Machlaikis going on in Shas, right? Machlaikis Rishayin. Good. What happened to Mitoich? What happened to Mitoich? Zir Sakasa. So according to Rav Ashi, what happened to Mitoich? What do you mean? Essay the Chalois. Essay. And essay the Chalois. Mitoich. 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 And what? The Zir Sakasa. So David's learning the Gemara. The Zir Sakasa is telling me Mitoich. That you don't say Mitoich. Good. So what are you going to say according to Rav Ashi? Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says a fascinating mahalach. Says the Ritva, and Julian, this is going to really touch on what you were just asking on the Shagasayim. Zok the Heiliger Ritva. Mitzvahs that fully exist. If I would do the Mila now, the Mila would count. It's a mitzvah. Aber it's not the mitzvah Sayyid. I'm joining it together. I'm punt setting it up like this. It's not the choyves hayoy machmas the yontif. And that is not a tzorech hayoy for mitoy. Says this is the retort of Oisai. The kevon miuhashto the kaimel on the beer biyudalit heicha the over v'loy bitol v'loy bodak. Ainless surfer beyontif, the cave and the igia mitzvah koidim, the avikin milah shalei bezmana sheina deicha yontif. He brings a riot from our case. We're srifas kodshim. It's not a chayvas ayoyim. That's what the pasuk is telling you. The mitzvah's not today. It's not mitzvah ayoyim today, like on a regular day of the week. That's what the Torah is telling you. The mele mitzvah's not shayach anymore. You know what he wanted to say at the bris? He wanted to say a shtickel Torah based on Rashi and Beitza of Zion of Achshadeh. Mamush, that's what he said. Now you caught why I was so nene at the bris. Haber Reboise, lefi ani yazdaiti, lefi what we're saying right now, we have a new mahalach to answer this, to answer Rav Aaron Perlow's kasha on the bris. The Ritva told you that mitzvah doesn't apply, it's not a mitzvah sayoyim. That's proof for how we learned the Gemara and Psochim! So Mimela, Rabbi Yisai, what's going on in Gemara and Pesachim? Let's understand the Ritva on a deeper level, Rabbi Yisai. The Ritva is saying, Rabbi Akiva is talking exactly like Evan said at the beginning of Shir. Evan said to me, no, Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva is talking when? On Yontif, when you thought that the Chayva of beer was on Tesvav. Yom HaRishon meant what? Yontif. If Yom HaRishon meant what? Yontif. So then what does that turn the beer to be? A what? A tzarech hayoyim! So Mamela Mitoich applies! Masha'en Kain, what? Now that it's just, I forgot to take care of my chometz. Oh gosh, I feel like such a loser in shul, you know? You guys, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but like, you know, sometimes First day of Yom Tov sometimes falls out on Shabbos and the guy brings the lulav to shul. You know, it's awkward. Slach lanu on Shabbos. You know, you got to scratch it in your chest. You know, like, you got to do these things. You know, you bring your lulav and then everyone asks you, like, well, you know, like, oh, it's awkward. And then you have to say, like, what I said yesterday, you know, the Vilna Gaon holds you're supposed to, you know. There's a shita like that, you know. Like, you're up the creek otherwise. You know, you got nothing to, you know, how are you going to get out of that one? So that's the situation over here. The mitzvah sayim is not today. Once it's your dowel, it's a mail. What are you doing? You're burning, you're taking care of it. That's not chleva sayim. So a mail, that's not going to be mitzvah. Again, it's all al derech this mahalach that you have to say, not like Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Zayin. When it's a halachic tzarech, so now not only does it have to be doraisa, it's more than the shakas ayin, it's got to be a chayv asayoy. Oh, it's a beautiful pshat in all these gemaras, kachin, tzarefas kachin, milo shalim bismana. What happened to be tzarech? Aaron perlas kasha at the bris. You don't have to say like Rashi, I believe the akshadet. We're saying a different pshat, an andere pshat. And it works beautiful in the Gemara. It's not a Chayv HaSayim today.
That means Tosfos is dealing
what?
With
what?
That means Tosfos is...
So one second. So the Ritva saying that this is the Gemara then. That he must not hold the Mitoich. Because that was Yom Tov Rishon. Because it was Yom Tov Rishon. And he doesn't hold the Mitoich. Masha'enke l'didon. That we established that what? Rishon means what? You're Dalid, so of course you're not going to burn it on Pesach. So Mimela, what's glat? What's good? Marm Psachim Daf Vav, Kaya Lava Sakli! Kaya Lava Sakli! Marm Psachim Daf Vav! I just created a path! This is before you established what Rishon was. It was maybe possibly Yontif, Rabbi Kiva Lesley Mitoich. And this is after, we established it already. Rishon is Yedalit. So Mela B'Tayach is not an option anymore. Even pre-Bittel.
But weren't we in a case where... Aren't we in the Teretz? Where we know it's on the 14th?
No. That's what there's no saying.
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva said that would never be an option on Yom Tov. Why not? What happened to Mitoich? It's Malacha. What happened to Mitoich? Malacha. Rishon is Tesvav! Right?
Or
you with me, Jeremy?
But are we not by that? Or why? It's...
No.
Rabbi
Akiva proves that you're Dalit because you had no other alternatives. I'm saying Rabbi Akiva's wrong. Shema Minim Rabbi Akiva Tlas. Rabbi Akiva was saying it can't be on Tesvav. Why not? Why don't you find Mitoich? He doesn't know the Mitoich. That's what Gemara says, right?
Yeah, but we never thought we were on Tesvav at this point.
Sure we did.
Rabbi Akiva is telling us that it's not Tesvav.
No. Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva says, it can't be Yom Rishon is Tesvav.
Right.
Because that's what that means. Rabbi Akiva didn't have an option of Mitoich.
Because it's Shalom Bismana.
No. Right. No, it would have been Bismana and you would have applied Mitoich. He doesn't subscribe to Mitoich.
It would have been Bismana when?
The Tashmishim wasn't
Bizana.
If you do it on the
board. Why is that Tashmishim
Bizana?
Rabbi Akiva's not sure what Yom Rishon means.
Okay.
So Rabbi Akiva says, what does Yom Rishon mean? Rabbi Akiva says, it must mean Yudalit, because it can't mean Tesvav. Why can't it mean Tesvav? Because you can't burn on Tesvav. Why not? I could do Mitoich. Because I don't hold the Mitoich. That's the Gemara's conclusion. But if you would have held Mitoich, it would have been fine, smooth sailing. Why says the Ritva? Because that's what it was the Chayim HaSayoyim! That's the Tesvav! Amru l'maseh skoanah! Then we prove that it's Yodalid! So then what? Never would you say Mitoich on Briar Tzvonis. So Mamela, now I can understand. Ah! Geshmakar Ritvav. Imam says it in a 2-second two-liner, and he tells you, he just now resolves 5 sugyas on his head, like Mamish from a Kleiner Ritvav, a Bris Milas, and Shtikal Torahs. You don't even need to come out to Achshavis. This is the Ritva's shita is that it has to be a Chayv HaSayim. And it's not a Chayv HaSayim. The Shlub Zman is not a Chayv HaSayim. Kodshin Shreifas. Kodshin is not a Chayv HaSayim. Shreifas. Chometz is not a Chayv HaSayim. Post your Dalid. Lamaskona Sagamora. Oper Aboy says doesn't stop there. What time is it? Huh? Listen to the Maram Chalava. This is Moiridik! Ah! Simchas Purim, this is Yosef Milimudo. Drink this, guys! Azab Maram Chalava, you got the whole suit, you're wrong. Serious Omer's coming up. Everybody says Shtikuch Ter from the Yekiva. Yekiva is the Aleph Terish Baal Peh. Yekiva is our foundation. Right, well, what's the word from Rosh Chaim Shmuel Levitz, everybody's side? Hachwa Digavar. I'm sure many of you know this word. Yekiva came home and he heard he was coming to visit his wife after 12 years of learning. And his wife was speaking outside but to the neighbor and saying, oh, it's probably so hard for you that you've been away, your husband's been away for learning 12 years. And she tells the Bas of Kalba Savua, she tells her friend that she's schmoozing with, are you joking me? I get such a hanah that I'm facilitating that my husband is learning and becoming such a Masmid and Talmud Chacham and a future leader of Klal Yisrael, coming from the Aleph base to this, said, I wish he would go for another 12 years. So Yekiva turned around and he went back to the yeshiva. So Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, a hafla diga kash. You don't understand. He was at the door. Knock on the door and just say hello. Why would Yekiva turn around and not just pop in and say hello? Maybe it would have even bought him more time. Wow, he was already there, he overheard the shmooze. Zaktim Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Ge'oinis. Ge'oinis. There's no suffering in my mind that in Shemayim they were smiling when he came up with this word. The voice says Zaktim Chaim Shmuel Levitz, 12 years and 12 years is not the same Talmud Torah as 24 years was. And that applies, Rabbi Yisai, to every Seder, to every situation that you're in. 10 minutes plus 10 minutes. 1 hour plus 1 hour is not the same as 2 hours. Azoy Zok Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. He teaches us all Tilei Tilim Shalalach. So guys, what does the Gemara Menachah say? Moshe Rabbeinu came to Rabbi Akiva Shiri, Mamish couldn't even follow. Mamish couldn't even follow all the details that were learned out from every tag in the Torah, every line in the Torah that's protruding out from the Oisiyos of the Torah. We have to talk about what that Gemara means that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. Obviously, it means you have to understand it on a deeper level. But the Akiva is not the Torah Shabbat Fe, the Gemara presents. The Fret of Marim Chalav, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the Vitoich. Rabbi Akiva is a Beishamai Vicar. Is that the way you're going to learn the Gemara says the Marim Chalav? Chalilo the Chas! Everybody learned this Gemara wrong, said the Marim Chalav. Everybody got the Gemara wrong. What do you mean? What did we get wrong? The Gemara says, Shvabinam bidi Yekiva Tlas. And the Gemara says, the Lesle Bitoich. Right? Because why? Because of exactly what we're saying. Because if he would have held Mitoich, he would have never drawn the conclusion that he had that you can't be Mevarei this on Yontif. And Yom Rishon would have stayed on Tesvav. And he would have never concluded in the Braisa what he concluded. No? Isn't that the read in the Gemara? No, says the Baran Chalav. I'm not accepting a read in the Gemara that's going to make the Halakha of Rabbi Akiva against Bitoich, which is an overarching principle that we hold like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. We got me all of Hilchos Yom. How do you read the Gemara? What's the new alternative in the Gemara, what do you say? You want to tell me, Moshe? Go for it.
But if it's still holding Bitoich, just by Chametz,
Zachtamarim Chalava, beautiful. Zachtamarim Chalava, that's all the Gemara is saying. Shmami know that here there is no Mitoich. Because why? Because Mitoich only applies to Uchay Mesayoi. What's Marim Chalava's Lashon Rabbi Yisrael? Anyone have it? Someone read it to me, the kicker? But the Marim Chalava, don't say that he holds like Beis Shammai. Says the Maram Chalava, I don't want to accept that Rabbi Akiva is going to be chalik on Beis Hillel about mitoich, and he has a different type of yontif than us. Rabbi Akiva was not one of the Talmid of Bishamai. Rabbi Lozer was a Talmid of Bishamai. Rabbi Leo was a Talmid of Bishamai. The Heich Efshad, the Shavik, Beis Hillel, Vahavik, Bishamai, correct the Maram Chalava. Elohochi Kamarava, Rabbi said, listen carefully. Listen to the Maram Chalava's Pshat in our Gemara, Rabbi said, of an ahafai chu on a Gemara, Rabbi said. Oh, how the Rabbi Shalom arranged for me to have this benahafai chu, Maram Chalava, as the last Maram Mokum we could discuss right before time is asked. Moira dikizach. Elohochi Kamarava, Shma Mino, the Beisilo Loya Murin, and Mitoy. Ella Bidover Shiyesh Boitzerech Hayoy. You see what the Maram Chalava just did? He went, took it one step further than the Ritva. They're in the same camp. But the Maram Chalava says that that shtickel Torah of the Ritva that it changed from Erev and before, Maram Chalava says that's in the words of the Gemara itself. This is what the Gemara says! Shma Mino! We made an assumption. We thought that the words of the Gemara meant Beishamai. He doesn't hold a mitoich. That's the way Tosfos learned. That's the way the Poshut Pshat of the Gemara is. Upper one, Rabbi Yisai. Zokta Maram Chalava. That's even the way the Ritva learned Fabis, Rabbi Yisai. That's the classic Pshat of the Gemara. Zokta Maram Chalava. I'm going to learn, like the Ritva, that mitoich only applies to a mitzvah shebeyoy. And Memela, I'm going to now be able to read. Rabbi Kiva wasn't mechalik on this Hillel. That he doesn't hold the mitoich. That's not what the Gemara meant. That he doesn't subscribe to mitoich. Avada according to Rabbi Kiva, you could bring a machzer to Tashmach. Avada according to Rabbi Kiva, you could bring home your lula for your wife because you hold like Pesach and Sukkot Zayi against the Shagasari. But what? Read in the Gemara is totally different. Mitoich only applies to a mitzvah shebeyoy. And since it's what? Since it's what? Since it's not a chayv asayyot, it's in the mail, you don't say mitoy. Wow. That's wild. Not only is the yisoid of the Ritva wild, but the divrei ha-gemara is wild. Lefivis spin. Smash, like, I feel like I'm already tipsy. You know, like I didn't even start drinking. Smash, I've been a hafuchu. In the words of the Gemara. Abba Rabbi say, what do I gain from this? What do I gain from this, Rabbi Yisrael? I gain some sleep. Nirulafiani es daiki. Paisus and Tzuvas has to hold on this. Where is the Maram Chalava's comments on which Gemara was it? Ema Beis or Vavam Menalef? Vavam Menalef. Why? What's the Maram Chalava coming to explain? Why are you Kofa Lava Sakli? Why didn't you just burn the chametz? What happened to me, Toyah? Says the Maram Chalava, don't read the Gemara on Ham and Beis like the way Tosfos and Sofim learn. Read it like I'm presenting to you, like the Ritva. But even read it in the words of the Gemara. Nira Lefi Ani Asdaiti, Tosfos and Sudas is going to be forced to learn that shot in the Gemara. Otherwise, you're going to have a steer between Ham and Beis and Vavam Menalef. I think you have to say that. And he held like he's Rishayim. It's just a little strange. Why is it a little strange? Because Pesach is even saying that a mitzvah derabbana could apply. But that mitzvah derabbana is what? No. It's wrong. It's wrong what I'm saying. It can't be. I'm crazy. I'm stuck. Pesach can't be saying like the Maram Chalava in the Ritva. Why? Because there is no chov, no. Because there is no chovas hayom over here. That's true also. That's also true. Jacob's right also. Why do they have to come out to Muktzah? But also, according to Tosfos, even without Muktzah, Tosfos is saying that the without muktzah, I would have been able to burn it even for the mitzvah derabbanan. I, but it's not a chobas ayom. The mitzvah was to burn on yalid. So what's the pshat?
Tosus holds
Tashbitu
is on Yom Tov also. Shita Tosus. Tosus holds. It is a mitzvah on Pesach also. Tashbitu is allowed in the class A.
Tosus holds is allowed in the class A, okay.
Tosus holds has an Chatzos on Yom Tov, right? The mitzvah Tashbitu is even on Yom Tov.
What's
it? It is a mitzvah there.
So you could ask that on the Ritva and the Maram Chalava also. No, they're going to hold Tashbizu only on Erev Pesach. That's the pshat.
I think Tosus is in our town. He holds the mitzvah is on Yom Tov also. And this specific case of Vavam and Bezit.
So you're saying the Machloikas, the Maram Chalava, and Tosus Subas Dav Zayin is whether or not Tashbizu extends throughout Pesach. That's what you're saying, Avi.
I mean, we know Tosus holds that.
Right. Since he holds the Lavan into the essay throughout Pesach, and so I'm asking, it's muchach that the Maram Chalav and the Ritva are going to hold that there's no Tashbisu throughout Pesach?
Just say that's not the Ikar.
No, because you don't have to say, it's just not the Ikar Zman. It's just not the Ikar Zman. The Ikar Zman is Yadalit, and that it's like Srefas Kodshim. That's like
you only
standard
on Pesach.
The only no, I understand, but that's not what we define as Mitzvah Shabbayom. We're not saying that there wouldn't be a Mitzvah. We're just saying that that's not a Chovas Hayom. The Chovas Hayom is on Yadalit. That's when you should have dealt with it. And the Toch, according to them, need a Chovas Hayom. But you're right. The Chovas Tosfos is holding, even though it's not the Chovas Hayom, it's not what the Torah was Mechayev. If you goofed and you left it out, Tosfos holds that you would say Mitosh there. Were it not for this other reason of Muktzah. So now I ask you, Rabbi Shimon, so how does Tosfos read the Gemara on the Chayim Abbas? What does the Kesef Mishnah say? He says that the Rambam learned that the Gemara. It's not going to help me with the Gemara. I'm suffering that pay.
Wait.
I'm not asking to resolve the Rambam or to give me pshat in the Gemara that fall. The Kesef Mishnah is telling me a pshat, but through the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't tell me whether or not the din of Koyfel of Zakli is pre-Bithel or post-Bithel. So the Kesef Mishnah suggests, even if it's pre-Bithel, perhaps you would say, either because of Muktzah, or because of, it's not a Dabar Shavu Chol Nefesh, whatever it is, you can't burn it for all these other reasons. But doesn't the Gemara say on Hayim Abayis that you can? Yeah.
Can we explain the Kasha?
The Kasha from the original Parashah?
We're doing it right now. I'm like lost.
Gemara in Sachem Daf Hei Mabiz, let's just say like the Maram Chalava and the Ritva. The Gemara in Sachem Daf Hei Mabiz says that if you would hold a Mitoich, you could burn it on his. Right?
Yeah.
Gemara in Sachem Daf Vav and Aleph says that your Kofa love is Akhli.
So say like the way we said.
Like the Ritva, or like the Maram Chalava. So now I was thinking about that. But now I don't know if I can say that according to Pesach. Because Tosfos, the way he sounds like in Ksuvos on Daf Zayin, is that were it not for Istiyas or Muktzah, I would have said burn it, even for a mitzvah derabbanan. So now I'm going to say according to Tosfos that if not a mitzvah shabayom, you can't say mitzvah. Doesn't he say against that?
Why can't a derabbanan be a mitzvah shabayom?
So that's weird because the Ritva and Maram Chalava are going to also agree that you have that mitzvah. You goof. You have a mitzvah derabbanan. Sounds like Tosfos doesn't care about a chovas hayom at all.
Maybe are you know that?
No, because they don't disagree. If I would ask the Ritva and the Maram Chalava right now, I didn't do my mitzvah on the first possible opportunity, on the chovas hayom. I have chometz left over. It's chol hamoed. Do I have a mitzvah to burn it? Avad. And exactly what Tosfos says, shema yochlenu. So burn it. So Tosfos says, even though it's only derabbanan, I would say mitzvah. So if he's saying even by a derabbanan against the Shagas Aryeh that you could say mitoich, Allah is kama v'kama. He's not saying like the criteria of the Ritva, the Maram Chalava that you need even a deraisa chobas hayom.
Maybe you could say that derabbanan chobas hayom is enough to be a tzara hayom, but Maram Chalava would say you still have a derabbanan, but it's not enough to be a tzara hayom.
That's basically saying I don't care about Kobos Hayom.
No, you still care about the Kobos Hayom, but this
I mean, as long as there's a mitzvah today. That's not that's basically not buying into this whole Kobos Hayom spiel. Is there a mitzvah or is there not? So there's a mitzvah. It's not the Ikra mitzvah. It's not the original time. So I don't buy into Kobos Hayom. That basically means the place disagrees with the Ritzvah and the Maran Chalav.
But not about the fear, it's about if that...
No, I'm not asking. Right. Yeah. So, but then we're stuck in places.
Yeah, but maybe by Kofel, it's a clear we're just by someone who's not Rabbi Akiva.
So the Gemara is our clue.
Yeah. That's
about... No, again. We're not... The Gemara is inferring within Rabbi Akiva...
That he doesn't hold mitoch.
Right, so that means... Kofel is a clue. If you would hold mitoch, what would you conclude?
That you could do it.
So then why are you called below as a flea?
Because it's not Rabbi Akiva in that Gemara.
When we say Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the mitoch, that means that according that we're gonna burn it not according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Halacha. Rabbi Akiva less late mitoch. That's where he didn't have the option to burn it. So but if you hold like Beis Hillel, then what? You could So is the Gemara by Kofel of Zakli going toward the Beis Hillel or going not like Beis Hillel?
It's going Beis Hillel, but there's what's it called? There's Muktzah.
Right, but what? But there's Muktzah. There was Muktzah there also.
No, but that Rabbi Akiva didn't hold by it. We're in a Gemara. Why are we?
What didn't Rabbi Akiva hold by?
By Mitoch.
So why did you conclude that Rabbi Akiva didn't hold by Mitoch? Maybe he holds a Muktzah.
It says Shema. So we're saying that he doesn't hold by Mitoch.
How do you know that, Rabbi? That's pretty presumptuous. Maybe Rabbi Akiva just held the same conclusion that we have on that Vavim at all. That there's a problem called Muktzah. Why are you assuming, Rava, that Rabbi Akiva is such a favor for Neshita like Beis Shammai? Like the Maharam Chalava gets so upset about?
This wouldn't be the case. Rabbi Akiva is not talking about a case where I find it. Rabbi Akiva is talking about the Chachila case of every year we would do every single year.
Okay.
So if Rabbi Akiva, if there was an Isser Muktzah, Chacham want to put an Isser Muktzah on what we do every year, the Chachila, on...
That's kind of whatever with it, but that's interesting. Interesting.
He's
saying, Ena Hanami Kaising Subis is saying the issue is Muktzah. And Muktzah will apply once Chazal established that Bir Chametz is really Meikar Dedina on Yudalit. So now, the rest of the time, so we're not establishing the mitzvah then. So now Chametz turns into Muktzah on Yom Tov. Mashein came in the Gemara on Daf Hey Amid Beis Zot Avi Bahar. If the mitzvah was what? To do Bir Chametz on Tesvav, so then Chazal would never be Metaka Muktzah on that. Fakir, that's the mitzvah. Fakir, that's the mitzvah. Shmak.
Ready?
Everyone hear what he says? Everyone hear what he's saying? A pashit mahalach. Places holds muktzah is the issue. Okay, so if muktzah is the issue, then how did I conclude that Rabbi Akiva said doesn't hold the mitoch? The teretz is because Rabbi Akiva was handling what does the pasuk mean? And lechayra, they would never have enacted the derabbanan of chametz to be muktzah if that was good for the kiyum hamitzvah was on tesvav. Shmack.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I was just looking at the Gemara and Rabbeinu Chananel. He says that you're not able in a case she'eno yachol levaro. In that case, that's when you call for esakli.
Where? You have a nose of a hother? Where are you?
It's Rabbeinu Chananel on Dav Vav.
Okay, Amarav, Hamotzi Chametz Biyantiv, she'eno yachol levaro, call for love esakli.
So that's why we come on to Muktzah.
No, Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that if you would be Yachol Levaro, so we would have said Mitoich. Rabbeinu Chananel is great. That's a great shot.
Right, I'm saying that's...
But that's not going to help with Tosfos. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying the simplest teretz. You know what? There's no steer in the Gemaras at all.
Right, there's not. I'm saying that's a
teretz. Right, that's a new shot. Great, excellent. Yosef is saying Rabbeinu Chananel is answering another teretz. Not that we have to assume like Rashi, it's pre-Bittel. It's post-Bittel, sorry. or we have to assume like Tosfos that it's books. But rather, what? We have a new mahal, or like the Maram Chalav Chay B'Seyam, not Chay B'Seyam. No, you are saying a new mahal. A guy wasn't in. I didn't have the opportunity. So now, what do I do? And a chanami, if I would have had the opportunity to burn like Rabbi Akiva had the opportunity on that payment base, burn it. But if you don't have the opportunity, what do you do? Okay, good. We don't pass like there been a chanami. According to Rabbi Hanano, this wouldn't be brought in Shulchan Aruch. This is passed in Shulchan Aruch. All the Rishonim are understanding this is halacha lemaisa in every single case, even when you have an option to be mevarit. What happens to me toys? So that's what either we have to say like the Maram Chalava, but we pointed out toys and subas cannot say like that. So now you can say like Avi Bahar, and you could say that lefi the Dibrei Agamara, they would never have been an act. Metakin Mukza, and that whole Yisoid of Tosfos Subas Daf Zayin is only once we're coming post facto, once, like the Ritva says, once Bir Chametz is in Yidalad Hanan and Tezva. Yeah, David.
When did the concept of Asu Chazek Lezibayim begin?
The Gemara, only once the Rabbanon was Metuka. The Gemara has certain cases that Rabbanon revealed to us that they had to be Mechazik. You know, the Gemara had, you just had it in the Daf Yomi. The Gemara has legabe hazah. A person is tamei and he doesn't have the ability to become tahor for to eat the carbon pesach. And the Gemara says we are worried that if we allow hazah on Shabbos, that we're going to be mezalzelin, even though it's an issur d'rabbanan. So asu chizik or asu miller d'rabbanan.
We can't say Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold by that, and he would say the muksa for the tefa, but I don't hold by it.
Yeah, I don't know. Then Rava has to say a lot more. It's not a question of that. Yeah, motion.
So obviously, we know that Akiva can't hold the Mito, because if he did, then the increments would have been on him himself, and it wouldn't have been Nisim Moksa.
Yeah.
And the fact that there isn't
that's what Avi's saying. No. That's what Avi's saying. It's a good sound. That's what I was saying. L'chora makes sense. L'chora, if that would be the day, there wouldn't be a Moksa. Yeah. From what?
Each proportion. She came into us with some sort of full double, she in a strict from the
Yaakov. No, but that's not going to help me for Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is saying Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bir HaChametz is a straight.
That's why you can do it.
What?
That's why you're allowed to do it.
That's why you'd be allowed to do it, I'll leave Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
Right. Oh, you're saying the answer to Gemara and Daf Vav is going with the Chacham and not like Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah.
So why are you picking it up and being the fire of the Zohar Ruach? Why are you destroying it?
Okay.
I'm saying you have to come on to something else. Yeah. Right? You can't say that Nekuda would be a Machlekes whether or not I should be quite below the key. Still have a problem with Bayer Abay Masa. I'm not going to go on to Rabbeisai, but I have a bomb kasha. Judah asked me, and someone else asked me, Yosef asked me. Rabbeisai, this is a problem tomorrow. Why is it a problem, Rabbeisai? It's a Shem tomorrow. We'll finish up. Are we doing Perm Shir tomorrow, or are we going to finish? Well, first we got to finish this up.
Do Perm Shir on Sunday.
Perm Shir on Sunday.